Okay, so you know how we're always talking about getting better sleep and focus? Well, guess what?
What?
Turns out there's this whole world of sound that can help us with that.
Really?
Yeah, like actually a whole spectrum of different kinds of noise.
Interesting.
It's called like colored noise.
Colored noise.
Colored
It's
noise.
kind of like white noise
Exactly.
for like sleep and stuff.
Yeah, but it turns out white noise is just like the tip of the iceberg. So I thought for today's deep dive, we could like explore all these different colors of noise and see what they're all about and like how they can help us.
Sounds good.
Cool. And like I was doing a little research and I found this really cool YouTube video by Sleep Audiobooks.
Oh yeah, I know them.
Yeah.
They have like a lot of good stuff.
It's called Sounds Have Color, Color Noise Explained.
Catchy.
Right. So I thought we could like use that as our guide. So, okay, like just to start us off, can you like explain what we mean by colored noise?
So it all comes down to like the noise spectrum.
Okay.
So you know how light is made up of all these different colors, like you see in a rainbow?
Yeah.
Sound is kind of the same way.
Really?
Sound is made up of all these different frequencies.
Okay.
And like depending on how those frequencies are distributed,
Yeah.
you get different kinds of noise.
Okay, that makes
And
sense.
that's where the colors come in.
Oh, so each color is like a different.
Each color represents a different way those frequencies are put together.
Okay, so like what about white noise?
Okay, so white noise is the one everyone's familiar with. It's like the sound of static or a fan.
Exactly.
And what makes it white noise is that it has all the frequencies,
Okay.
like all of them from low to high,
Wow.
and they all have equal
Oh,
energy.
so it's like a perfectly balanced mix.
And that's why it's so good for blocking out distractions.
Right, because it's just like.
Covers everything up,
Yeah.
but sometimes it can be a bit intense.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely noticed that.
Like it can be a little hissy or harsh.
Yeah.
So if you find white noise to be a bit much, there's another option
Oh.
called gray noise.
Gray noise. The video mentioned that.
So gray noise is actually really interesting.
Oh.
It's still like white noise in that it has all the frequencies,
Okay.
but it's adjusted
Oh.
so that it sounds equally loud across all frequencies to the human ear.
Wait, so like our ears don't hear all frequencies the same way?
Like some frequencies sound louder to us than others,
Oh.
so gray noise takes that into account.
Oh, wow, that's so
And
cool.
that's why it's called perceptually equal.
It's like tailored to how we actually hear.
And a lot of people find it to be more pleasant than white noise.
Interesting. So would you say it's better for sleep or focus?
You know, it really depends on the person,
Right.
but it's definitely worth trying both to see what works for you.
Okay, I'm adding that to my to-do list.
Cool.
Now, what about pink noise?
Pink
Yeah,
noise.
it sounded kind of like musical.
Oh, yeah, pink noise is really cool.
All right.
So imagine a piano keyboard.
Yeah.
Each key represents a different frequency. Now, an octave on a piano is like going from one note to the same note, but higher up.
Right.
Pink noise is special because it has equal energy per octave.
Equal energy.
So it's like each octave is balanced with the others,
Okay.
and that gives it this really smooth and soothing sound.
Huh. That's so interesting. And I was reading that pink noise is actually found in nature.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, like in rainfall and rustling leaves.
It's like nature's own white noise.
Right. Maybe that's why it feels so calming.
And you know, there's even some research
What's that?
that suggests pink noise can help regulate our brain waves.
Oh, really?
And like promote relaxation and stuff.
Okay, I'm definitely gonna have to try this pink noise thing.
It's really popular for sleep and focus.
Awesome. Now, the video also mentioned some other colors like purple and blue. Are those just like variations of pink?
Kind of, but they're a lot more intense.
Oh.
They have a lot more high frequency energy.
High frequency.
So they sound kind of brighter and almost like piercing.
Oh, wow.
They're not as commonly used as white, gray, or pink,
Okay.
but they do have some specific applications.
Like what?
Like in certain types of audio engineering or like sound masking in really loud environments.
Interesting. So I guess for like everyday use, it's mostly white, gray, and pink.
Pretty much. But then there are these other colors too,
What other colors?
like green, yellow, and orange noise.
Green, yellow, and orange. That sounds less like science and more like a traffic light.
Haha. Yeah, those are more informal names,
Oh, okay.
but they're still
Oh,
interesting.
like what are those like?
Well, green noise is often associated with the frequencies of the human voice,
Oh, wow.
and then yellow and orange are like deeper, almost like wind-like sounds.
So they're like more based on what they sound like.
Exactly.
Huh, cool. All right, now we got to talk about brown noise.
Oh, yeah. brown noise.
I keep hearing about it.
It's super popular.
So like sleep and relaxation.
Yeah. Brown noise is all about those deep rumbling frequencies.
Deep rumbling.
Yeah, like think about ocean waves crashing or a waterfall in the distance.
Oh.
Or like thunder.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a really deep, soothing sound.
Hmm. I can see why people like that for sleep.
Yeah, it's like a warm bath for your ears.
Oh, that's a good way to put it.
Have you ever tried it?
I haven't, but I'm definitely curious now.
Yeah, you should give it a go.
All right, so we've gone from white to pink to brown.
Uh-huh.
What about black noise?
Oh, black noise is interesting.
What is it like?
So it's basically the opposite of white noise.
Oh.
It's almost entirely silent.
Really?
Yeah. But it can have these occasional very high frequency blips.
High frequency blips.
Yeah. So you might hear like a faint little click or something every now and then.
Wow. So it's like super quiet with just these little bursts.
Exactly. It's kind of like the sound of a completely empty room.
Hmm. I wonder if that would be good for focus.
Yeah, a lot of people find it helpful for that.
Because it's so minimal.
Yeah. It's like the ultimate minimalist sound.
I like that. So, okay, we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
Like, we've gone from this really intense white noise all the way to almost complete silence with black noise.
Yeah, it's amazing how much variety there is in the world of sound.
It really is. So like for our listener who's just learning about all this, what's like the main takeaway?
I think the biggest thing is that noise isn't just something to be blocked out.
Oh, what?
Like it can actually be a really powerful tool to help us sleep focus and just feel better overall.
Right.
So like by understanding these different colors of noise, we can actually choose the soundscapes that are best for us.
Yeah, like personalize our sound environment.
Exactly.
That's so cool. I'm definitely inspired to go and experiment with all these different colors.
Yeah, me too.
And for anyone listening, I encourage you to do the same. Like there are tons of resources online where you can find all sorts of colored noise tracks.
Yeah, like the Sleep Audiobooks YouTube channel is a great place to start.
Yeah. And who knows, maybe you'll discover your own like personal sound superpower.
I love that. Your own sound superpower.
Right.
That's a great way to put it.
It's like we had this whole world of sound at our fingertips.
Yeah, and we can use it to like shape our experience and how we feel.
That's amazing. All right, well, this has been an awesome deep dive.
Yeah, it really has.
And I feel like I've learned so much.
Me too.
I'm definitely going to be thinking about this the next time I'm trying to sleep or focus.
For sure.
And I hope our listeners will too.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining me on this sound adventure.
Of course, this was fun.
All right. And we'll catch you in the next deep dive.
See ya.